Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I know that you enjoyed Leandra. This is her song that she sings. It's coming from YouTube, and we just want to acknowledge who she is, a woman that has come through much, but God has delivered her, and she's letting the world know. Hallelujah. I'm so happy for each of you that have joined us today. Amen. Giving God the glory that He woke you up and started you on your way. And we know He didn't have to do it. You know, we used to sing that song. He didn't have to do it, but He did. Hallelujah. And then we say, and I'm so glad about it. So today I want to encourage those of you that are in the bed of affliction and those of you that are even driving, and you may be at home, wherever you are, it's a time to just lift up your hands and glorify God and say, thank you, Lord, for another day not promised unto us. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you for each and every one that is gathered here today over the miles. And we thank you, Lord, because you have made it possible. We ask you, Lord, to bless these few words today. I pray, Lord, that the word of God will find its way into every heart and encourage every soul. Lift ourselves up to you. Lord, we magnify you. We thank you for everything that you've done, both small and great. And we'll forever give your name all the glory, all the praise, for we know, Lord, that it was you, amen, that's put food on the table and clothes on our back. When so many are sleeping under bridges and in doorways, we pray that you will bless the homeless and those that are sick and can't get well. Encourage them today. Now, Lord, anoint these lips of clay in Jesus' name. Amen, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord, everybody. God is good. And as my mother always says, all the time. Hallelujah. Well, today you will find us in Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter, as we open up. And I want to read a scripture in your hearing, but I also want to let those of you who are new know that you can find us on the House of Prayer, pdx.org. And we are striving now to put the sermons over there, and soon we will have a prayer over there. Just sometimes you just feel like you want to hear a prayer. Or you need someone to pray with you, our number is there also. Today we read from Ecclesiastes 7 and 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. What are you saying, Pastor? The end of a matter. The thing that you're going through is better than the beginning. And patience is better than pride. And so, as you're going through, you have to encourage yourself, knowing that the end is going to be all right. So, today, I want to glean from that portion of the word, and the subject matter today is going to get better. And so, if you can just turn to somebody or just speak it to yourself and say, it's going to get better. Hallelujah. You know, my mind drifts back to the scriptures where the nation of Israel was facing a threat. And there was a giant in the land in those days that was tormenting Israel. He was representing the Philistines. And there was the Philistines on one mountain, and then there was Israel camping on the other mountain. And the Bible says that left a valley. But as this tormentor, giant, Goliath, as he stood in the valley, he stood 11 feet, 4 inches tall. That's tall. We think. I look at the Blazers and I like to see their heights, and sometimes they're 6'4", 6'5", and there's a few, we might as well say 7 footers, and I'm just standing in awe, you know. But 11 feet, think about it, 4 inches tall, that's some height. So he would come out and he would torment and insult the king, King Saul, at that time. And then we think about this little ruddy young man. He was keeping his father's sheep. And he heard what was going on, how that this giant would come out and taunt and taunt. And his king was being insulted. And not only was King Saul being insulted, but the God of Israel was being insulted as well. This young man felt it was more than he could bear. And he said, I will go out and fight him myself. And I'm sure his brothers, amen, probably had joined in the service, but they weren't saying, I'm going to go out. And I'm sure they tried to talk to David and say, no, you can't go out. And finally, it came to King Saul's ears, and he went in conference with this young man. And here's this young man, keeper of the sheep, standing before him, smelling like sheep, no doubt wasn't really clean, but he said, I will go out and fight him myself. But even Saul said to David, thou art not able to go out against this Philistine to fight him. For thou art but a youth, you're just a boy. And he went on to say, this is a man of war from his youth up. That's all he knows. And David wouldn't take no for an answer, but he said, let me testify. And he began to share with the king how that a lion and a bear had come out. And he had this supernatural strength that he destroyed them with his bare hands. Only God could do that. That was a miracle. And there are some things that's going to happen in your life that only God can deliver you. Only God can step in and make the end better than the beginning. And so the king relented and tried to suit him up with his armor, but it was too heavy, it was too big. And he felt like, I will go out as I am, because he knew that he was going out in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful testimony, because we know the story that God delivered Goliath into the hands of this young man. And he saved the armor and the favor of the king of Israel and lifted up the name of the Lord as he testified. Hallelujah. What he was saying as he told them that he was going out, things will get better. Hallelujah. And oh, what a testimony. And you know, we sing the song sometimes. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. And when you open your eyes each morning, hallelujah, before you even get out of the bed, you should lift your hands and give thanks to God and say, Lord, I thank you for a brand new day. I thank you that this bed was not my cooling board. Hallelujah. I just rose this morning when my mind stayed on you. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, that I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, that I have my being. I can move around. I can think for myself. Hallelujah. It's good to thank the Lord that nobody had to roll you over and give you a sip of cup holding it for you. Hallelujah. Oh, did you know it was because of the blood of Jesus? And without the blood of Jesus, there was no remission for sins. Hallelujah. But he had you in mind. Hallelujah. Even before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew your name. Hallelujah. He saw you going out and you coming in. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we're serving a God that can do anything. I even think back, hallelujah, how he fed 4,000 with seven little loaves and two fishes. Hallelujah. And he is no respecter person even today, because what he did then, he's still able to do today. He will still make sure that you have food to eat. Hallelujah. He causes you to walk in favor. And when your enemies rise up, hallelujah, and bear false witness, hallelujah, and come to destroy you, the Lord will bless you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. When God blesses, the enemy can't curse. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It was David that said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, hallelujah, they stumble and fail. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, hallelujah, and saved him out of all his troubles. You mean David had fear? Yes. He was in the flesh. He had fear, but he knew, amen, that he had his hand in the hand of the masters. Hallelujah. And I want to say today, I want to ask you the question today, where is your hand? Is your hand in the hand of the master? Hallelujah. So you're going to have giants. Is there giants in your life today? Is it a giant of illness? Hallelujah. Let me testify for Hezekiah. Hallelujah. As we look in the word of God, oh, the word says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet was sent, hallelujah, to his bedside. Isaiah was the son of Amos, hallelujah. And he came unto him and said, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But the word of God said, Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, and prayed unto the Lord, hallelujah. And said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech you. Hallelujah. What are you talking about? I'm begging you, Lord, hallelujah, to remember how I walked up right before thee. I had a perfect heart. Hallelujah. And I've done that which is good in your sight. Hallelujah. And Hezekiah began to weep. Hallelujah. And men today are talking. Amen. That it's a weakness that they should not weep. And I tell my girls, if a man can't cry, run. Hallelujah. Oh, but he testified to the Lord while encouraging himself. But the Lord, he sits high, but he looks down low. Hallelujah. And he heard Hezekiah's cry. And he spoke again to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the son of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, I can just see Isaiah now saying, be a good cheer. I brought you some good news. It's going to get better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to speak to yourself and say, self, it's going to get better. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. In Psalms 34 and 19, it tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. Is the Lord on your side today? Hallelujah. Think about Job. He was afflicted with many boils covering his body. Hallelujah. And everybody knows the story that Job had a perfect and an upright spirit. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But he was afflicted, hallelujah. And I just believe it was a contest, between the Lord and Satan, hallelujah. Because the Lord asked Satan, have you considered Job? He said, yeah, but you got him hedged in. But just let me touch his body. I'll make him curse you to your face. Hallelujah. I just see the Lord saying, hallelujah, do your thing, but don't touch his soul. And I see Job sitting by the fireplace, with putrefying sores. I know they smelled so bad. And the word says, he would just scratch himself. Hallelujah, because of the itch, with the potsherd. And the Bible says, hallelujah, you know the servants, had lost respect. I can just see him calling, and they're not coming. I know the neighborhood was busting. They said, this man Job, you know he was supposed to be so righteous, but he's so sick, and he can't get well. And after a while, his wife said, hallelujah, just curse God and die. No one else shy. No doubt she got tired of smelling that smell, the pus running from the sores, and seeing her husband sitting there in that condition, losing weight, hair falling out, probably couldn't even eat. Hallelujah, no doubt he might have been vomiting. His friends came, supposed to be his best friends, praying with him. But after about 3 days, they said, you need to confess. Hallelujah, for something is wrong. Hallelujah. Sometimes people will judge you by themselves. Hallelujah. But Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, will I wait to until my change come. What are you saying, Job? I'm saying it's gonna get better. I'm gonna lean and depend on God. It's his report that I'm gonna believe. You can't believe the report of the doctor, but you got to believe the word of God. You got to cry out to God for yourself. You got to sometime lay on the floor, hallelujah, prostrate, talking to the Lord God Almighty. You don't have to pray like Miss Mary, and you don't have to pray like Paul. You just got to be real with God. You got to cry out from the depths of your soul. You got to say, it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Let your help come. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So then, my question is your giant money problems? Hallelujah. Sometimes we look on those, hallelujah, that's not walking upright, and just seem like they're just doing so good. Got fine homes and furs, hallelujah, money in their pocket, driving two or three fine cars, hallelujah. But the word of God says, little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Think about it. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Hallelujah. Oh, God sees, hallelujah, but he owns, hallelujah, all the cattle on a thousand hills. Hallelujah. Just tell somebody, my father is rich. Hallelujah. So I'm rich. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And you know, even then, you got to wait on your inheritance. Hallelujah. But sometimes people get in a hurry. But wait, I say, on the Lord. Don't get ahead of him. Hallelujah. But just lean and depend on him. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes there's misunderstandings, and there are accusations. Hallelujah. But just take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, my mind goes back. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about Moses. Hallelujah. How he led the children out of Egypt. But you know, before they even went, there was doubt. Hallelujah. And they was thinking, Moses, you're going to get us out there and we're going to die. Hallelujah. Oh, and when they got out there and trouble came, oh, the word said, they said, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Did not we say that to you, Moses? Hallelujah. And so I know he felt bad. They felt like he didn't brought us all the way out in the wilderness. We're going to die in the wilderness. Have you ever been going through and it just seemed you in the wilderness? It just seemed like there's no one there that can understand. There's no one there that can help. Hallelujah. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, hallelujah, which he will show you to you this day. For the Egyptians who you see, you shall not see again. Think about it, hallelujah. This day, hallelujah, he prophesied, and because he put his trust in God, hallelujah, things was gonna get better. That's all he was trying to tell her. It's gonna get better. You got to talk to yourself, amen. Say it's gonna get better, hallelujah. Plead the blood of Jesus. Even when you call on that name, Jesus, the Bible tells us that the demons in hell, they fear and they tremble, hallelujah. If you want to give the devil a black eye, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go through the house sometime and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's there. Hallelujah. He will hear your heart's cry. And before you call, he said he would answer. And I just stopped by to tell you today, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard your test, your trial is, it's going to get better if you put your trust in the Lord. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And you know what? You can get him anytime. Hallelujah. But if you call your best friend, amen, the line might be busy. Ain't no cats on the line. Hallelujah. You can get the Lord. All you have to do, amen, is wait on him. Trust him and he will bring you out. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to keep you confused. He wants to make you think that God is not listening. He doesn't hear your prayer, that he's not coming. He's not going to be on time. But we have an on-time God. You know, we sing that song, but I wonder, do you believe it today? He's an on-time God. Trust in him. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not be ashamed. God bless you today. I hope and I pray that you got something out of the word of the Lord. Amen. That you can feast on throughout the day. I thank God for each of you. Amen. And I just want to encourage you to just keep on praying. Stay under the blood. Keep on trusting God. Amen, because he is there all the time, no matter what comes against you. Hallelujah. We're so grateful that you're holding our arms up. Let's remember to pray for those in Russia and Ukraine, all that they're going through, the homeless and those that are sick with sickle cell and cancer and eye problems and back problems, whatever it might be. Broken hearts, and you know, so many things come against you, and the enemy wants to tear you down and make you doubt, make you give up. But I want to say to you that sometimes, you know, God allows things to come into your life that you will seek him. When these things happen, oh yes, you will pray. You will call on him. And that's where your strength is. And then when you think of all the things that he's brought you through, amen, that'll encourage you. And you can use those testimonies not only to encourage yourself, hallelujah, but to encourage others that are going through. Just as we were talking about Hezekiah and Job, God, he doesn't change. And I want to close out with this testimony. And some of you have heard this testimony before, but this woman was going through so much and there wasn't much food. Hallelujah, but she was a prayer warrior. She set the table and she didn't know what was gonna be the meal that night, but she set the table and began to pray. Her neighbor next door was cooking and she fixing these steaks, and the Lord spoke and said, take it next door. There was a knock at the door and the woman came in with the steak and they were able to enjoy a steak that she had not prepared. Hallelujah. So God is a miracle working God and he can do the impossible. If you trust in him and tell yourself it's going to get better. God bless you. Pray for me as I continue to pray for each of you until next time.